But let's go ahead and get this going. I just want to find a little bit like where you're from, how long you've been there.
Okay. I'm from here, man. I've grew up here in the East End. I'm 45 years old, and I've actually lived here in the East End for about 40 of those 45 years. Had a little stint in Henrico with my wife a little while after we got married. But I did all of my public schooling here in the East End, in seventh district. A lot of schools now that are condos that I went to, Nathaniel Bacon, Bowler. I went to Bowler, went to George Mason, then back to Nathaniel Bacon, because it was during the busing time. So the school went from elementary, then by the time I got back to middle, they had changed it to a middle school. So I went back to Nathaniel Bacon for the sixth and seventh grade, then went to East End for the eighth, then graduated from Armstrong in 79. Yeah.
How long you been living?
Been living here 11 years. Excellent. Been living here 11 years. And so I've still had some deal with the public school system here. My oldest daughter went to Bellevue for fourth and fifth grade. And then she actually graduated from Open High School. And she graduated 2003 and with 2004 school year and graduated number one. So I have some honor for Richmond Public Schools. She's at Bradford University now and on the dean's list and doing real, real well. And last night at the meeting, they were talking about, you know, the plan to close the open building and combine it with community. And it blessed my heart to see the parents from Open come out, because Open is it's really excellent school. My daughter got a really first class education there, just the experience of being able to take college courses and all of that. And so I have a younger daughter who just finished her fifth grade year at Bellevue, and she'll be at MLK in the sixth grade this fall, so there may be a possibility.
So that's a good segue. What do you think of the plan for closing, remodeling, building?
I think the key thing is we gotta have input from the community and from the parents. But on the other side of that, you know, just like I was just telling you, the reality is when I was growing up, now there's schools that had to be closed. And so part of our process is that we're going to probably have to close some schools, but that's always an emotional thing. But the trade-off is if we can really build schools with the better technology, all the things that we're promising to make sure that the newer schools really are first class in that type of environment. The other thing I guess the people are concerned about is the number of students in these K-8 that they're talking about. And once again, you're a teacher.
Yeah.
You know, that a lot of that's gonna be the principal and the teachers creating an environment that just says, you know, we're just not gonna happen. Now, of course, the other part of that is the community working with the school too. And that's the energy I'm sensing that I think we can kind of count on in the future. You were at that meeting the other day.
Starting.
Right. You got these, where these parents are like, you know, we're not going to sit around and watch our schools be in chaos. We're going to be invested in happening. And when you hear the story, what's the school over here? Mary Mumford and schools like that, that get this high level of parental involvement, it helps a lot. And so, and then the other thing that we know is true too, which is what may be interesting with the K-8, is that you do probably have a higher parental involvement in those early school years. So you look at these K-8 schools, and you can encourage the parents to be invested over the board. You know, that might even be helpful.
So the parents don't have a transition in sixth grade too.
There you go, right. Right.
Yeah. So why do you want to run for school board?
Why do I want to run for school board? I guess the key reason is, number one, is I am a parent. And I really believe that we're at a point now in Richmond Public Schools where things can continue to get better. And one of the things I count myself to be is a unifier, collaborator, I'm seeing what's going on between school board, city council, mayor, and I think we need school board members who will be willing to be advocates for the parents, but also recognize that it's going to take the whole community. It's going to take all of the different facets of government to really make the schools work.
My next question is, what would you like to accomplish as a member of the school board? I think you got that too. So what do you do? What's your career?
I'm a consultant. I have a business called Level Up Incorporated, and we work with basically with churches and nonprofits and just helping them do what they do better. I like to say connecting people and resources for ministry. I'm also an ordained minister and through a fellowship of churches called Church of the Nations. And I pretty much work as, what you kind of say is, I facilitate helping people establish churches. That's what I do.
Have you run for public office?
Yeah, I ran for the school board in the 2002 term.
Don't highlight that one.
Don't.
No, we're kidding. You lost.
I mean, if you lost, you wouldn't.
I just think we're in a good place for Richmond. And education is one of those things that has to continue to improve in order for the overall prosperity of the city. And I'm a cheerleader for Richmond, man. I believe in Richmond. I really believe in the East End. I believe that a lot of what's happening over here, again, the education is going to be huge, that we can get education to the level it needs to be. I got a lot of good friends like Jeremiah and other people that are moving into the community who are having babies. And so, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, you know, they're telling me, we want to go to the neighborhood schools. And so I'm encouraged by that, because I sense, you live in it, you know, that when we live in community, it improves the community. I mean, you know, back in the day, that was the deal. Teachers who taught at the schools lived in the neighborhood. And so you're kind of one of those guys bringing that back into play here. And that's what I want to see happen. I want to see that happen. So that's my heart. The other thing is, I want to bring back the idea of a public servant, you know, that I really am here to serve the community, the students, the parents. I'm here to be a voice and an advocate for them. And I think sometimes what happens with quote-unquote political office, we get more into our agenda than we are into really serving the public. And I think school board member, you know, we do make policy. But I think the key thing for us is to be there, to be available for the students, for the parents, and for the teachers and administration to really work together to get the best out of the system.